It is almost 2 o'clock at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2023, brought to you by Lillian M. Collection and Serenian Bay Resort & Villas. We are at the Plano Center. Roundtables are going strong. There's AMAs going on as well. It's free admission, free parking, free fun and laughs. There's a free Time Wasters concert later on, free autographs. We have Moose Johnston coming up in a little bit. And a special thanks to Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Beer sales today, the proceeds benefit the Austin Street Center for the Homeless. So thanks to Deep Ellum Brewing Company. I am a Gen X Davey. I am the captain for this roundtable because Gordon is still testing positive for the vid.
Posy.
Yes, and we have Jake with us.
Hello.
And we have Craig.
Hello.
And we have Dan. And I thought for this segment, I had a community quick hit that was left over from this week that I thought we could discuss here because I think it has a very hot social component to it. I don't know if they can quickly give us a little community quick hits open back at the station.
Doing the Grego.
That's a classic one.
Doing the Grego.
Okay, so this comes to us from our neighbors to the north in Oklahoma. You're very familiar with Oklahoma,
yes.
Aren't you, Craig?
Thank you.
I'm not sure where exactly in Oklahoma this is, but there are two lesbians, Craig. Chris Williams and Rebecca Wilson.
I know them. We did this story.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well then you will be well informed and able to comment on this. So they were legally married back in June of 2019. Hard. And Rebecca Wilson, at the time they got married, she was pregnant with her first child, and she had found a sperm donor from an online website matching women who were wanting to get pregnant with eligible sperm donors. And so she gets inseminated artificially, and she's pregnant, and so she gets married to Chris Williams in June, and she gives birth to a beautiful baby boy in August of 2019.
You don't know it's beautiful, but...
Well, I mean, you have to say that.
Deformed, real.
Okay, it was a weird Oklahoma baby.
It's the likelihood.
Are you interested in this story? Okay.
I'm also glad that you clarified that she was artificially inseminated.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing to point out.
Yeah, well, it is important, but it's about to take a turn.
Okay.
So the baby was born in August of 2019, and then in 2021, in November, so they've only been married for a couple years, they split up. It's just not working out.
It's a tough time.
The whole lesbian thing just isn't what it's cracked up to be.
It may be tough to be a lesbian in Oklahoma.
True, true.
And it's a country music song, I believe.
So they split up, and the biological mother, Rebecca Wilson, she, for some reason, decides to hook up with the sperm donor.
Well, now that's weird.
So she starts dating the sperm donor and moves in with him. She and the baby move in with the sperm donor.
So the baby is now with his daddy.
Yes.
Her daddy. Was it a he or a her?
Biologically, yes.
Biologically.
Yeah, it's a baby boy.
Okay.
It's a weird Oklahoma baby boy.
Right.
And so at this point, the other lesbian, the non-inseminated lesbian, Chris Williams, she wants visitation or custody of her baby that she had with this other lesbian.
Okay.
But the lesbian that is now with the sperm donor...
The way you're saying it...
What?
It's just very harsh. It is.
It's like a call for Corby. Oh, look, who showed up? Look,
oh, hey,
here
it is.
I hear lesbian?
Whoa. I like lesbians. Hell yeah.
So Chris,
Oklahoma and lesbians?
So Chris Williams, she files in court in Oklahoma to get custody and visitation of her son. And so just this past week, an Oklahoma judge ruled that she has no parental rights because she did not adopt the child, even though her name is on the birth certificate. She did not adopt the child before they got divorced, and because she is with the biological mommy and, coincidentally, the biological daddy, that they are the parents, and she has no parental rights whatsoever.
Well, that's not fair. Why does she have to adopt the baby?
If she wants to sort of exercise her rights, that's the way to do it.
Huh.
Yeah. She would have to file for adoption.
You missed the picture, Corby. I don't know if Craig is not interested, but I don't know if you're interested.
Let me get a better look at this.
Jeez. It's gross.
No, I'm not. No.
Do you have another story?
Oh, are you done? You don't want to discuss the plight of lesbians in Oklahoma?
No, I do think that that's unfair for that woman. She was the parent of the baby boy for 2 years, and I would think through divorce she would still maintain some rights. I guess I never thought about that setup.
Now, I mean, the one who has no parental rights is definitely the top in the picture.
She's on the left.
Yeah, we don't really use those words anymore. But
to distinguish love.
I mean, well, she is the more Butch Harmon of the two.
Zooming in now.
Davey.
What I think is really interesting is, like, I would like to know the relationship of the woman who left with the donor beforehand.
So I'm finding an article that one of them wrote just after having the baby. And it was about how everything's going great. The donor was, they call it a known donor.
See, that's the problem.
Okay, could have been a friend.
Yeah.
So they're definitely friends. I guess after the baby was born, this is written, I don't know, it would seem to be within 6 months or so. They tried to say, hey, we just want to now raise this kid. Known donor, we're not going to hang. He was a bit upset. Now it says we video call his dad every Saturday.
His name's Harlan, right?
We video call Harlan every Saturday. Harlan's mom got to meet her first grandbaby on Thanksgiving during a Zoom call. Blah, blah, blah. So steadily we're finding our rhythm together, moving to the beat, making a space for the best dance yet. It's already clear that Warren has moves to teach us all. That's Warren is the kid.
See, I think if you go donor, it has to be completely nondescript. Yeah, known donor. So it cannot be someone you know.
So now they're just introducing the kid to his mom.
It can't just be Davey.
Right. You're looking for a certain profile in the bank.
Right.
But no identifiable. You won't be able to track them down. They can't track you down.
If you do adopt, do you have that option? Like, you can go down and specify, like, I want a guy.
I want a white baby.
NFL.
Whatever. Like, I mean, is that out there? Like a little, you know, a label on a beaker that's like.
It's like ordering
five
a sandwich.
5'9". Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you adopt or when you adopt the sperm?
The sperm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my idea for adopting a kid was, before we had a kid, I was thinking about adoption. And I thought my plan would be adopt about a 15-year-old that looks like LeBron.
Yeah.
And so maybe I could have found that on the adoption checklist. Yeah. But you're talking about the sperm donor checklist.
Yes. Do they do that?
I think that's the whole point of the sperm donor.
I guess
Because the donor fills out a profile, and then you search for the traits that you are looking for genetically.
Yeah, you can't just say, give me whatever and let's roll the dice.
Yeah, just mix them all up and let's see which takes.
But the thing is, how many...
you immediately avoid Harlan?
You would think.
Like, his name is Harlan. That's your donor?
It's Oklahoma, though.
But aren't these people that are donating, are the cream of the crop going in there to gift their love?
Well,
I've never known anyone that's done
that. Well, that's what happens in many clinics.
For money?
Yeah.
Is that
have you really?
Yeah.
I've got a buddy who's done it, too.
So you may have a kid out there?
Maybe.
That's so weird.
Have you donated plasma or sperm more?
Sperm.
Okay.
You've like done it multiple times.
Twice.
What do you get paid?
It was like 50 per.
50 per what?
Per, no,
maybe,
per
gallon?
Maybe you have a child out here in the audience at Ticket Stop.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. This may be my kid. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So what could LeBron charge for his sperm?
Oh, my God.
A lot more than me.
Yeah. If LeBron said, hey, I'm going to open this up, I will give 10 donations out. I will, you know, but it's for charity. Bid on this sperm.
Oh, my God.
Would it start at $1 million?
Absolutely.
Yes.
For one donation?
But then,
yes. Yeah, I mean, think about how much horse sperm goes for. Like the Kentucky
Tell
Derby
us.
Winners.
Right. What is that? I don't know.
Well, millions. I mean,
really?
Yes,
I don't
know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you
hundreds
have
of thousands,
horses
for sure.
go out to stud. Every single shot is, I don't. Yeah, 100,000, 500,000? I don't even know.
I mean, LeBron is really missing out on an opportunity here.
Yeah, because he needs money.
But again... The people that are adopting, I don't know, it's all a weird game. It seems so gross. Not adoption.
Jeez, dude.
Thanks, bro.
No, you're good. But that game of picking your sperm and, I don't know, man.
Do you swirl it around in a glass like a wine?
Yeah.
Look at the legs?
Like a port?
Sifter.
Sniff it?
Yeah.
This one smells like asparagus.
Dude.
But what I was going to say is that there have been stories about doctors that have donor clinics, and they would switch out the sperm with their own sperm.
Oh, that's a documentary on Netflix. The guy that basically an entire town, it's his kids.
Yeah. Why did he do that? What was he getting
because he
out
wants
of that?
To. He like Elon has a bunch of test tube baby kids. He wants to propagate his genetics.
How did he think he could get away with that, though?
I don't know. But, I mean, like, the trailer is the only part of that thing I've seen. I can't remember the name of it, but it's half a town.
Yeah, so if you're dating in that town, there's a good chance you're dating your half-sibling.
Right.
Yeah.
Unknowingly.
You know, actually, they do this in Iceland. Like, it's so isolated and remote.
Such a small gene pool?
Yes, that people take tests.
Wow. To make sure when they first start dating that they're not related?
Yes. Wow. That's a real thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, Game of Thrones is basically built on incest in the second season, which...
That there's the narrative and...
No, it's the same thing. And, the king now is trying to... And I'm no spoilers. In the second season is trying... Or the second iteration of it is trying to... partner his son with this woman with his daughter's daughter to make a super family or whatever. That's it. It's settled. Now they will marry. And I'm like, it's so gross.
It's the way they did it back then.
It's not even back then. We don't know when it was.
Yeah, it's most of human history, though.
Yeah, but we learn later on that that's not a good thing. I know that you're all into it.
So they say.
Yeah, I'm very into it, yeah.
Hey, Davey, you said that the one Oklahoma lesbian was artificially inseminated. But do we know that? Because she later hooked up with the known sperm donor.
Well, I think they did have a real baby afterwards.
They did.
Harlan and,
okay.
and the lesbian who carried the first baby.
But have they completely ruled out the possibility that the first baby, Warren or whatever his name is, was conceived naturally and not inseminated.
I mean, maybe behind the other lesbian's back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, anything's possible.
That she said, I'm going into the clinic for the insemination, but then drove to Harlan's house.
Or she met Harlan behind the Cheesecake Factory.
Right, because it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Baker.
Well,
in this article, too,
Baker out of this.
Chris...
How much could he make for his...
So Rebecca wrote the article.
Tons.
She says, Chris...
A little less now.
She calls her girlfriend Chris a short-haired domestic lesbian, is what it says here. Rebecca wrote it, and she says, and I, Rebecca, long-haired Oklahomosexual.
Okay.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, now she's obviously Oklahoma bi.
Right?
Yeah.
But she, yeah.
Maybe that's what Oklahoma sexual means. Yeah.
So Rebecca definitely looks like she's in her 20s, and Chris looks like she's in her 40s, maybe 50s.
Yeah, she looks a lot older.
Do you have a picture of Harlan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's Harlan.
You know what it looks
oh,
like?
You've seen Harlan
cleaning up.
You do?
I have a guess.
Swing that over.
I think that's him. But, yeah, that's...
And Junior pulls out his glasses.
Dan, swing your computer around so I can see.
It's
really
tiny.
Small.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does he look like Harlan?
No, that's Harlan?
I think so, because...
That looks like a kid.
But the story is all about the baby, the couple, and then the sperm donor.
Oh, yeah.
He does not look that...
If that's Harlan, agent. Harlan's extremely young.
That can't be Harlan, then.
He's a stud.
Yeah. So you don't think an older lady can date a younger man? You have a problem with that?
I don't know, Gordon.
Okay. Well.
All right. That was a good one.
Yeah. It's a good story.
What else you got?
Cool story.
Well, I mean, are we like 10 minutes late to break?
Yeah, are we? You're the captain.
Yeah, dude.
When is the next thing?
You know the clock.
The next roundtable started 5 minutes ago.
What? All right, well, we'll come back in a second then.